Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Come and sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys are getting your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, parents, I'm back at you. This is M.H. Scott and another wonderful show, the Parents Coaching Parent Network. We're going to be talking about some things this afternoon, and hopefully you'll have a chance to call in if you have any questions. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. This is the Parents Coaching Parent Network on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you know, I'm going to jump right into it today, and I may close off with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, who always do a little piece for me. But I'm going to jump right into our subject today. And the subject is, when should the college search start? When should you start thinking about what schools to attend? Now, we're going to try to look at this from two sides here, two side perspective. You know, one side being from the parents' perspective, and the other side being from your child's perspective, a.k.a. the student athlete. You know, here on the Parents Coaching Parent Network, I like to refer to them as your child versus the student athlete, because the student athlete is an object. The student athlete is just another person. But as a parent, that is your child. Okay, so let's keep the true perspective there and keep the focus on what we're talking about. We are talking about our children. So when should you start the search for potential school? You know, oftentimes folks say, well, you want to get started, you know, early in your high school days, you know, no later than maybe your sophomore year, or, you know, around your sophomore year, going into your junior year, and you start looking at colleges and things like that. But we at the Parents Coaching Parent Network think somewhat differently. You know, we advocate that you get started middle school. I wouldn't go as far back as sixth grade, and then again, sixth grade may be the true starting point. But I would say seventh and eighth grade, and oftentimes that's what's called middle school in a lot of states, many states. But the seventh and eighth grade is where you want to seriously start putting some serious consideration together. Now, this is coming from a parent's perspective. You know, the student athlete, your child, is not really thinking about that at this time. He or she is still having fun, still playing the game, enjoying themselves, all the other things that go along with the sport. But you as a parent want to consider looking at the number of schools or putting together a solid list of schools somewhere around 7th and 8th grade. You know, just kind of probe your child on some of their interests, some of their curiosity, you know, try to pique their interest in what schools they may be interested in, and, you know, just making up a nice, solid list. You know, realistically, 7th and 8th grade, I would say if you have a list of 100 or better, you know, you're really doing something at that time, because as time goes on, that list will dwindle. As time goes on, that list will dwindle, without a doubt. Trust me, it will. And it will dwindle very quickly once you reach 10th and 11th grade. And you'll find out how fast it dwindles once you get into the recruiting process and your child is actually being recruited. But let's go back to 7th and 8th grade. Why we here at the Parents Coaching Parent Network think that the 7th and 8th grade is a prime time to start considering schools. You know, because we as parents, if we get our children interested in schools, 7th and 8th grade, and of course, you know, you're talking about college when they come out the womb and take the first step, but realistically, if you, now we start talking about college and we added another component in there talking about sports, putting the two together with the academics being first, of course, but looking at that from that standpoint, we're talking about academics and the sporting side of things. When should you look at the school, 7th and 8th grade? And let's see why I say 7th and 8th grade. Parents, here we are in the 7th grade. A lot of times your student-athlete may be playing a wide variety of sports. They may still be involved in soccer, football, in a lot of cases track, and maybe baseball and or basketball. They're involved in multiple sports because early on, if they were interested in sports and they had some type of athletic talent, you kept them engaged in some type of sports all year round. If he or she is not engaged in the summer sports circuit, you know, your AAU and your summer soccer and all these other different things, if they're not engaged in that and they're still playing multiple sports, then when you start to look for that college or that university, the institution of higher learning, then you want to make sure that all these things are included. You know, they may have a better school that has a better soccer program, or you may have a connection with a coach at a particular school, a friend of a family, past history with another sibling, whatever. You may have some type of connection with that coach, or you may have some type of connection with somebody involved in the university or the institution. You have multiple sports, knowing that 90% of the time the child is only going to focus on and play on one particular team. You know, very few athletes actually go to college and play on multiple teams, especially if they're on a full scholarship. And for the number of athletes that actually get a full scholarship is a very low number. But, you know, you want to get them interested in. So we as parents start putting together this list, you know, looking at all the parameters, all the things that's going to bring all the pieces together. Now we have this list. Now we're going to sell this list slowly but surely, try to get the student-athlete to pique some interest in the schools that's on this list. And if they don't and they have another separate list of their own, now you've got them really thinking about it because now they're going to try to put together a list to combat your list. So if you got a list of 100 plus schools and you challenge them to put together a list, now you got an additional 100 plus schools that they may have some interest in. And they're probably going to be able to tell you a little bit of something about each one of those schools, which is a great thing. Great thing, because that means he or she has drawn enough interest, it has piqued their curiosity enough for them to dig into and do a little research on them particular programs. And once they start getting that information back to you, or once you start seeing that information come, you want to see how he or she fits into those particular programs. Now, you don't want to wait until, like I said, junior, senior year to try to get this started. If you can do this earlier on, 7th and 8th grade, now you have something to work with. Now you have a goal to push them towards, or not push them towards, but motivate them towards. Because at that point, you're not pushing them to do anything. You're motivating them, and you're helping them maintain their vision. You want to get that started at the 7th and 8th grade because you have an opportunity window that gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller as the years go on. So you want to maximize that time when that window is wide open, sunshine is coming in, and you got that moment. Okay? Get them started earlier, so now you have a chance to get them focused once they actually enter the high school days, to get them focused on what they're looking at academically, what they're looking at majoring in. Now you got a chance to really put some serious thought into that. Throw that in there, okay? You're talking about being an architect, okay? But this school doesn't have an architect program. You're talking about, you know, being a nurse, but this school doesn't have a nursing program. Okay, you're talking about being, you know, having a major in business. Okay, this school has a business program, but this school has a better business program. This school's business program is ranked, you know, pretty high in the country. All these different things that you got a chance to work with earlier on, instead of trying to wait until that last minute. We create complexity of the recruiting process. We create that complexity by simply waiting until the last minute. We create that complexity by waiting until the last minute. So if we got these things set up in 7th and 8th grade years and we're starting to move forward, moving into the high school days, now he or she has time to really start and get focused. Because you got to remember this too, parents. I keep saying this over and over and over and over and over again. The athlete is worrying about improving his or her game. If they're an athlete and a true student to the game, then he or she is constantly working on trying to improve their game. Whether or not they are the star athlete on the team, or whether or not they're trying to get off the bench to get some solid playing time, they're working on improving their game. They're working on trying to get themselves better. They're working on their foot speed, you know. So if you're out there on the soccer field, you got the quickest foot movement on the field. Reaction time, hand and eye coordination, all these other different things that they're working on. Ball handling, you know. You know, whether or not their 40 time is good if they're out there playing football. So they're working on all these different things. You know, their serve if they're out there playing volleyball. So they're working on these things. So you're working on something in the background, which is putting together that list. And slowly but surely, looking at the list, combining all the things that you know that the student-athlete may be interested in. And then at some point in time, y'all start to sit down and go through the list. And if he or she brings in their own list, now you got even more to work with. So you're doing all that. And of course, parents, I encourage you to keep the academic goal on the front burner. Don't push it to the back burner. Keep that academic goal on the front burner when you start looking at prospective schools. Now, some of the things that you also want to consider, you know, this gives them a little bit of motivation to work harder in high school, because now you have all these schools in front of them. Now you're looking at all the requirements for admission. Now you're looking at how tough the academic program is. Now you've talked to former student athletes of that institution, and now they got a better feel for what they're up against, because they are now realizing that, okay, now once you get to the college level, you have a very strenuous academic year and a very grueling and challenging sports season. Woo, you're going to have some tough days, long hours. And let's be realistic about it, not to forget about all the other distractions that come along when they're there as student athletes, you know, the partying and the hanging out and all the other little things that they believe that they should be involved in. and all the other little things that they have a tendency to go out and enjoy themselves, to relax and unwind and all that other kind. That happens. That happens. That's part of them growing. That's a part of them maturing. That's a part of them expanding their network. Because if they sit in their little closet of a room, and oftentimes rooms are not much bigger than a closet, if they sit in the little closet of a room, then they're limiting themselves to other things that's going on. But we're not talking about that today. We're talking about when should the college search start. Okay? Something to motivate them to work harder while they're in high school. Remembering that we're focusing on academics and athletics. You've got to have them two components at that particular institution that you're possibly looking at. You know, making a very strong list, you know, with a wide variety of admissions goals, things that you have to have during the admission process. And making sure that the student is informed of that's scary because my mind just drew a quick blank. I had some notes down here and then remember when I put that note down there for. Okay. But you also want to look at any other schools that have a early admissions process. And last but not least, getting them set for, not last but not least, but you know, one of the things that I will put that on and say, making sure that they avoid those stressful time periods in their senior year. Now, avoiding the stressful time periods in the senior year, knowing that they only have so many credits required for graduation. And of course, the senior year, by the time you reach your senior year, you have way more than enough credits to graduate. If they're taking advanced placement classes, you know, they're not overloaded their senior year. They can focus and get some other things done that they like to try to do, you know, get themselves ready for the prom and the various functions, activities, rain dance and you know, graduation parties and cap and gowns and initiation, indoctrination, and all these other things, and the various visits that they want to go on to visit the various institutions, all these things. So that if they got some flex time in their senior year, that's all the better. Why? Because you prepared early enough in their career, 7th and 8th grade, I keep saying it, parents, I won't keep saying it, so that when they got to their senior year, they didn't have that stressful time period. You know, and even if you get to a point where, you know, freshman year, you mess a class up and then realize that you have to, that is one of the classes that you can always, that you need to qualify, if that's the case, then in a relaxed senior year, you can always take that class over again. And not have the pressure on you to say, oh, wow, do I really have enough credit? You can take that class over to increase your GPA and keep on moving. Like I said earlier, remembering that the college setting, playing college sports, this is a very demanding time period. You got to be able to balance academics and your athletics. You have to be able to balance your academics and your athletics. You know, when you're looking at these schools or looking at these institutions, some of the things that you want to consider, parents, location of the institution. You know, oftentimes we as parents, I know, you know, we don't like our little babies to be too far away from us and all that other kind of stuff. So you want to look at that location when you're putting down your list. Now, if your student athlete is prepared to branch out and step out there and, you know, go cross country to a different institution, then okay, all well, fine and dandy. Again, the location is very important. They go on cross country to a different institution or some school that they selected. Go out there and get a chance to take a look at that school. Find out more about that school. Hopefully that school is not in a very distracting area. You know, a downtown setting where you got a lot of activity constantly going on. You know, you got a big city area where the main street of the city runs right through the campus of the institution, right through the campus of the college. You know, so you want to check out the location. Of course, you want to check the distance from home, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's too far, you can't get there to see them play. And, you know, it's always better to be there on site than it is to watch it on TV or hear it on the radio or receive a video or see, a DVD later on after the event, say, hey, here was my last game or whatever. Being there, I'm telling you, parents, it is very rewarding, very rewarding. Win or lose, you are there. Win or lose, you gave your support. Win or lose, you seen it for yourself. You know, the feeling is always there. You know, oftentimes I sit in the stands and I watch games, you know, at the college level, and I'm looking around, I'm looking at the parents. You know, win or lose, the parents still have their eye focused on the prize. The prize is their student athlete, their child is out there participating. Even if their child is still sitting on the bench, they are a member of that team. And that parent is the most happiest person in that whole stadium. You know, they're sitting there, they got their colors on, they got their little pom-poms, you know, they're whistling, they're clapping, they're jumping up and down, all these things going on. So being there is very important. The distance from the school is a very important part. The number of student athletes, or should I say the number of students, whether or not it's a large campus or whether or not it's a small campus. That's very important. Very important. Because you got to think about the ratio sizes of the class. You know, if your child functions better in a auditorium-style setting and he or she is really driven academically, then okay, fine. A large campus may be just fine for him. If your child functions better more on a more individual setting, a smaller classroom, a more one-on-one thing with the instructor, then guess what? Don't send that child to a large campus. All right? The campus setting, whether or not it's in a rural area, urban area, or suburban area, yes, that's very important. That goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. Location. You also want to look at, you know, some of the strengths and weaknesses that you came across at the various schools and institutions. You know, of course, you want to always send your child to the best. But if the best school is not the school that's recruiting him or her, or the best school has not shown any interest, okay. There's another school out there that may have a better program or may have a program that your child is more adapted to. And, of course, admission standards. That's something you want to put on your list. And these are all the things that you can actually put on your list when you're starting to develop your list at the beginning. Cost, in the event that you have to turn around and come out of pocket, you know, for a portion. You know, if your child does not receive a full scholarship and you may have to pay some portion of their finance, or, you know, your financial aid packet didn't cover everything, okay, you want to look at some of that. And, of course, your financial aid opportunities. You know, what's all out there? You know, start looking at all that. You know, putting all this on your list when you're starting to think about what school. And last but not least, well, I shouldn't say last, but, you know, last on this thing of parents when you're, you know, and this is something that more of your student athlete will probably have some input into. The part about the quality of the athletic program. Quality of the athletic program. So, parents, you know, for the last 20 minutes or so, we've talked about when should you start the recruiting process. Well, when should you start looking at institutions? And I've gave you a wide variety of options and things to check out and consider when you are looking at institutions. And I hopefully you'll take these to heart, put together your list, and start considering what institution best fits you. You know, here at the Parents Coaching Parent Network, we're here to support you, aid you, and if necessary, guide you to help your student athlete be the best and be successful during their recruiting process. The goal of the Parents Coaching Parent Network is to help every student athlete that has the potential and ability to get to their goal of attaining an athletic scholarship and getting a college degree. You know, because I started out by saying, you know, getting an athletic scholarship. Okay, you got the scholarship, now what you going to do with it? You want to hang in there long enough to get that degree. So if you don't hang in there long enough to get that degree, then what? So pass that on to your student athletes, their parents, because that is the end result, just to get that degree. And once they got that degree, they move on to do any and everything that they want to do. All right, so at this point, I say on the Parents Go to Parent Network, it's been fun, it's been real fun, and hopefully we'll see you again. This has been M.A. Scott, the host of the Parents Go to Parent Network. I'll talk to you soon. Check us out. Listen to our archive copy. If you decide that, hey, we're talking about something of real substance, click on the follow button and let you know every time we come up on the air. Again, we thank you, and we out.